fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We continue to react to the Braves and the trade deadline. They're back in action tonight at Truist. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at Flowery Branch. The big story today, though, is Jalen Walker going down for the Falcons during practice. And again, no word yet officially from the Falcons. It is rumored to be an ACL, but again, we do not know that. That's just varying reports that are out there. As NFL Network was here today, our buddy Steve Weish, Ian Rappaport, and so they were here getting some stuff. And Mike, this is just, you know, again, for Falcon fans who were leaving here, we saw so many of our wonderful fans, people that listen to 92.9 The Game. Thank you guys for acknowledging us, but leaving distraught. Because the way practice ended today.
It takes the wind out of the sails of the fans, the players. Stefanski was, you know, he's been around the league, you know, something like that. It just, you just stop practice, and that was it. It was canceled at that point. So it's everything that you hate to see, for whether it's high school, college, or pros, and you hope he can bounce back from it, and we're not going to speculate, but waiting on the official word. A lot of stuff leaking out from NFL Network that it is potentially torn ACL, which means we're going to lose it for the season, and we know what that means. Anybody who's been through that, it's the rehab. You've lost 2026. Here's a guy we're expecting to take that huge leap in his career this season, and he might not get to square one.
He's a dude, too.
Love the guy, man. And that's a dude. And everybody loves him because, you know, whether you're a Georgia fan or not, he's just a great guy. He's everything you want in one of your players.
No doubt, man. So we're going to see tomorrow. We're back here for practice in the morning. We'll be at Hooters Mall of Georgia tomorrow afternoon, inviting you guys to come through and join us. Thursday is an official off day for the Falcons, so they will not practice. We will be back in the studio, and then Friday back up here to see what happens at the end of the week here, guys, and where this thing is. And hopefully, Mike, maybe tomorrow, as Mark Raimondi said to us from ESPN, Tua is maybe a little bit further down the road and as a full go, because that's kind of what we've been waiting
on. Right, and because if anything, the guys, the fans who really want to see Michael Penix Jr. win this job, of which there are many, it's not like Tua has done anything which separates him from Michael. Just, you know, we got to get Michael out there, and he told us it may be 3 or 4 weeks before he can do everything.
Sure.
But Tua's not exactly able to do all the things. I mean, the idea that Jack Strand and Cooper Rush would have the lion's share of the snaps was certainly not something we were thinking about.
Yeah, and I just want to mention this, and then we're going to let you hear from Tony Gwynn Jr. as we've been talking about the trade deadline. It's not just us. It's other folks around the country that cover national baseball.
Right.
And on the national baseball scene that are all kind of scratching their heads about where Alex went with this trade deadline and how the Braves operated.
Or where he didn't go.
This specific one, right? It doesn't, you know, we're not grading him for 21 or 22 or 23. Those are gone. This is about now, so we'll let you hear what Tony said in regards to what we asked him and his response to the trade deadline. Real quick, I just want to say this, and I'm happy for Bijan Robinson getting his deal. And that was the news as we started the day, and great.
The happy portion of it.
Yes, and we don't have to worry about that anymore, and he'll be here, and guys, he's going to have a great season. But the fact that the Falcons have locked up all these pieces, Kyle Pitts, Bergeron, Drake, now Bijan, is terrific. But if we don't have the right quarterback, this means nothing. And I'm not trying to, like, gloss this over, Mike, and take away from the day. But this new front office in Ian Cunningham and Matt Ryan, and look, they've done a good job so far. And Kevin today, it was funny because Kevin was like, I'm not in on these negotiations. I just tell them how I'd like to use guys. And, you know, I try to stay out of that stuff. And as a head coach, I get that. But here's my point. We still, at this point, even though I love all the guys that have been locked up, and I think we got a nice core, right, we still have not figured out the most important piece in football. And until that is done, Mike, this doesn't mean a whole lot. I don't care if Matt Bergeron is an all-pro. I don't care if Bijan has the most all-purpose yards. I don't care if Drake is a top three wide receiver this season. I don't care if Kyle Pitts. All that doesn't matter, and none of that is possible, by the way, if you don't have this position figured out. So I'm just saying this to say it is all good news that they're taking care of the guys that they need to take care of, but we're still missing the most important piece, and that is just looming. It's just on our backs, Mike.
Yeah, and that's like it's reality, man. So, I mean, I said it before the season began. I still think our best quarterback is in the draft, unless one of these guys can get 6 days into practice. We're no closer to knowing who the starting quarterback is. Facts. You know, Tua is probably the guy penciled in the fans' minds, but he's got to show he can do it, and I haven't seen enough of that just yet either. Fun to talk to the guy, and he's a leader, but got to see it on the field, man. Yeah, this is one of the most Atlanta or Atlanta-itis type days from a sports talk radio standpoint. Just a lot of stuff that takes just kind of gut punches. We used to use that phrase a lot, taking the air out of the balloon.
Yeah. Yeah, and the reason why I bring that up briefly is
it's real, it's reality.
Yeah, because everybody's like, man, you know, they're taking care of everybody. Yes, they are, and it bodes well for the organization, especially for a new GM to come in here and go, he's good enough for us to have to take care of. He's good enough. We need to take care of him. That's great. But the one thing we need to be able to hang our hat on, and this is what separates us right now. If you talk about offensive linemen and skill position guys and whether we got the best running back or one of the best players in the league, nobody in the league is going to debate that. But what separates us from the Bills, what separates us from Kansas City, what separates us from guys, right, and I don't even think he's that great, 49ers and Brock Purdy, Mike, they at least have a guy that they can hang their hat on and go, we got that guy. That is what we're missing.
Right. It's real. And now, guys,
Eagles.
I never thought we'd maybe have to go shop and talk to guys like Von Miller or one of the Boses and maybe have to go beef up our edge rush right now. Because we're still, I mean, the only way this Sunday gets worse, the crap Sunday put a cherry on top,
yeah,
is if the NFL drops the news on James Pierce Jr. anytime soon. And then maybe the Falcons, as Mark Ramondi, he's of the opinion the Falcons have no idea when this is coming down.
Mike, can we get it tomorrow so we can finish this crap week up?
Right. I mean, I'd like to know what the stories of James Pierce Jr. We got a bunch of guys on one-year prove-it deals, guys that are getting a second chance in their careers. A guy like Braylon Trice trying to make things work with injuries. But we don't really – I mean, we just lost 16 sacks. They walked out the door. More if you consider Floyd had 5 himself, yeah, last year, as Mark reminded us.
Yeah. And I'm just going through, you know, what's different between us and the Ravens? Lamar.
Yes.
Just keep going down the list.
I mean, look, we've got a lot of great players and a lot of exciting pieces. I mean, look, can't wait to see our secondary. Can't wait to see, you know, we haven't really talked much about Avion Terrell. So far, he's checking the boxes. You know, he's having rookie moments, but he's also having some big moments. But only 6 days in, 10 days till the first preseason game. But an injury to Jalen Walker just cast a big shadow over today's proceedings for fans, but certainly for the players, it's just a shock to the system.
Yeah, and if he's out there, man, as people, we wish him the best. We
love the guy, man. Yeah. He's everybody, as we said, everything you want out of one of your star players.
I hope that if it is rehab, that, you know, he gets at it as quick as possible and tries to get back. Obviously not this season, but if it's not, man, I'm just waiting for that news to hit. All right, before we get out of here, I want you to hear Tony Gwynn Jr. Again, it's just not us saying, why didn't we do more?
Where's the beef?
Listen to our Odyssey MLB insider, Tony Gwynn, about what he thinks what the Braves did during the trade deadline.
Yeah, I think slightly. I don't think it was perhaps the major big deals that I think a lot of Brave fans were hoping. Mm. But I do think they shored up some things that they need. You get an extra starter. I happen to have just watched Mally pitch. He pitched a gem against the Padres not that long ago, so he seems to be throwing the ball well. I also experienced the beginning of the second half with Lane Thomas. He went deep in all three games the Padres played. So maybe my opinion is a little high on those guys having seen their success, but I do think they helped the team. Now, was it the kind of deals that I think, you know, maybe people were expecting? And to be honest, I don't know that the Braves ever make deals like that. They usually make smart deals that fit the need they have, and very rarely, it's hard for me to remember them at a deadline going out and making like a major deal that involves one of these, you know, high-end type players. This kind of fits the personality that we've seen from Alex and then the Braves organization to me.
Now, Mike, I don't expect that every year. I just don't. I don't expect our general, any of these general managers.
Right.
Every single year is different. I don't expect Ansi Salehe to go out and get the best free agent in the market every year that the Hawks right. go into free agency. I don't expect that from Ian Cunningham. I'm telling you now, he's been here, you know, less than half a year. And I don't expect that from Alex. But every now and then, when you're in first place and the best free agent potentially is on the market, I do expect you to get in on that.
Right. Where's the beef?
What? Thank you. Thank you, Clara Peller. Yeah, I mean, Ansi Salehe came on and told us we didn't think we were one player away this year, because we're not. I mean, and again, wrestlers also got to spend some money. That's a separate conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting back to the Braves, I mean, let's take it back. The general manager said when the season ended, the offseason, one of the priorities is we're going to get a starting pitcher. We've got to get more starting pitching. And you didn't do that. So, I mean, and I love all these excuse makers. I'm going to talk about that when I clear my throat. But,
okay.
Oh, well, the Blue Jays don't deal with him. Okay, so Gosman's off the books. Well, Scooble, the Tigers had already done the deal. They made a secret deal with the Dodgers. Okay, we were never going to get Scooble. I never really thought we'd get Scooble. Okay, so what about the other guys? DeGrom didn't want to come here. Okay, there's still more guys that got,
yeah,
more guys
got traded. What about Robbie Ray? What about Casey Mize?
I mean, these guys, there are
what about these guys?
Other guys in play. Now, look, the good news is, and this is the double-edged sword. You've done enough, and your bullpen, which is going to be overworked at some point, has done enough. But you can't have them having to go from the fourth to the ninth every freaking night.
Yeah, that's the thing.
You know, and that's where you position yourself on nights when it's not Chris Sale. Hopefully Elder continues his upward track. Hopefully Grant Holmes can give you five innings tonight. But, I mean, that's the reality of it. Tony Gwynn told you, this team is good and it's got offensive weapons, even with Austin Riley not hitting consistently. But why don't you invest in it? And to me, as a fan, if you're not trying to win the World Series when you're up by 22 freaking games and you're 7.5 up on the Phillies and you're not trying to double down on that, then why should I be a fan for you? Why should I give you my hard-earned money? You know, if you're not gonna take it and do something with it.
All right, guys, we are back tomorrow here at Flowery with the latest from practice. Of course, the latest after practice. And we'll be at Hooters. So come on out and join us, Mall of Georgia location, after the show. Big O, let's get out of here, man, and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The game.
Where's the beat? What?
Hey, thanks to Brian Robinson today. We have two B-Robs, right?
Right.
Bijan Robinson, Brian Robinson. Brian Robinson came and sat down with us right after practice.
Yeah, it was tough timing because it was right after the Jalen Walker injury and practice had ended abruptly, but we do appreciate him taking time to speak with us.
No doubt about it. Mark Raimondi making some time for us as well. You can check out all the interviews online at Odyssey.com. Connor Riley talking about the Dogs, Kirby, and the coaches poll, guys. It's out. Dogs are 3, which means the coaches are thinking that they're pretty damn good. Alabama is outside the top 10.
Oh, why do you hate Alabama so much?
I'm sorry, I just had to mention it. Hey, man, Day-Day, great job producing.
Tomorrow at Hooters.
What's that?
Tomorrow, Hooters.
Yeah, tomorrow at
Hooters. I want to be at Hooters.
Yes,
I need a drink after today's show.
Yes, we're at Hooters tomorrow. Hey, my man Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, thank you, man, for being our on-site engineer.
Great job for taking advantage and doing a great job.
Yes.
Rarely I'm the one who goes off. I've never seen you so angry like that. A piece of equipment.
The fan's okay. I hope. He did have to take it apart.
I mean, you're a race car in the red.
He did have to take it apart. I felt bad. Gordon was like, I got the tools to do this.
He did a great job. Gotta have a Phillips head in the back, Carl.
Man, you make me sound like a madman when you play that, Oren. All right. Mike Bell, Turtle's coming up. He's got a full show. And thanks to the Falcon staff out here, by the way. They always treat us great, so I want to give them some love. All right, man, we're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Make sure you're here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Like I said a few times today, and it just irks me when I get somebody in the media who sounds like a total company man. And I can't stand company men, you know, who just make all sorts of excuses. You have it in your company. We have it in ours. But, you know, company man. I'm talking about you, CJ Nikowski.
Oh.
Who does a great job calling the game. I'm sorry, Day-Day. It is true. It goes on Twitter, and Braves fans are unhinged, or we're whining. Well, Braves fans are whining. Oh, you know what? Just focus on Austin Riley's exit velocity, CJ, and you can tell us what a good fan is while we blow another opportunity to win a World Series.
So, while you're talking about the Braves, Walt Weiss said today that Dubon's super utility role will include playing shortstop against some left-hand starters. So what's that mean for Ha-Seong Kim? Walt Weiss, he's not sure how he's going to get Kim playing time with Jarvis playing and Dubon's flexibility. So why is he here?
Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offer's worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, man, if you love the show...
You tell your friends.
If you don't...
You bought a Kim jersey at Northport?
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck. So neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.